Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster from the Manx Radio Newsroom. Thank you for choosing this edition of Newscast. Now, late last week, I had the pleasure of going down to Manx Telecom for an interview with Chief Executive Gary Lamb. We were talking about the recent Jersey Telecom / CVC DIF takeover, the acquisition that was given the go-ahead by the UK government last month. You may have heard about it. Well, we sat down to go over what it means for the future of Manx Telecom, whether the Isle of Man could see 5G anytime soon, what it would take to install 5G here. We also discussed branding, whether Manx Telecom would lose its, well, its Manx identity. Something new from them as well, plans for a Wi-Fi team to be rolled out across the island, and whether this takeover would ultimately lead to redundancies. We'll see. This is Gary Lamb, CEO of Manx Telecom.
So actually, completion of the transaction was about between 4 and 6 weeks ago after we got clearance from UK government. So now we have CVC, who are the biggest private equity fund in Europe and fifth biggest in the world, actually. They own 55% of Manx Telecom, and Jersey Telecom own the other 45%. And the idea here is that, you know, one of the challenges we have on the island is scale, like many businesses here, where there's, you know, there's only 84,000-85,000 people here. So trying to grow the business and try to invest the money and get as much value out of that investment as we can is quite challenging. So bringing a couple of telcos together should give us more scale. It'll give us more purchasing power, so we're able to buy things cheaper through procurement. And all of that backed by CVC, who have capital and they want to put it to work. So with their support, we're hoping that, you know, we can actually over time bring the companies closer together, we can grow the companies. So it should be a really, really good marriage, if you like, having CVC, JT and MT work together.
The important question, what does it mean for Manx Telecom customers on the Isle of Man? What will they see?
Yeah, I mean, immediately, you know, there won't be a huge difference. But what we want to do is bring the best parts of the two businesses together. And I hope over time that that brings some new things to the island. But these things, they take a while, you know, trying to work out how to work together. But yeah, ultimately, long term, it has to be good for everybody. Because, you know, going back to the point about scale, you know, we're just too small. You know, we need more traffic. We need more customers, if you like, to be able to make this work really effectively.
And we're not going to see signs come down and Manx removed and Jersey put up, or Jersey Telecom by, or Manx Telecom by Jersey, or that kind of thing?
No, absolutely not. I mean, one thing that for me and for us, the company, is very, very important is, you know, we are a Manx company. It's Manx Telecom. That brand is critically important. You know, we consider ourselves to be a community company. There's no way on earth this is going to become Jersey Telecom. You know, Jersey Telecom will keep their branding in Jersey and will retain our Manx identity and our branding here.
One of the core features around this that you mentioned was 5G and the eventual rollout of 5G on the island. Still a fair way to go. Can you give us an update on how soon we could see 5G all across the island?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I absolutely recognise that, you know, there are areas around the island where the mobile coverage and the performance is not where it needs to be. You know, what we've got is a network which, you know, is due to be replaced, and that's a significant investment. You know, that's going to be £20 to £30 million. Our real focus has been on fibre over the last number of years, but we do need to replace that network. Now, one of the good things about coming together with Jersey Telecom, they've invested in their network. So one of our options there is that we can use their network and roll it out across the island. The thing we will need to do, as well as that investment, is we need to get more masts around the island. So we need probably about 20 more masts so that we can fully use 5G and all of its capability, you know, for our customers on the Isle of Man.
That's got to be a challenge, hasn't it? 20 new mass planning applications going through. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, there have been some challenges with planning. I think we all know that. But I'd hope that we can work with government and work with the island, to be able to roll that out. You know, the benefits of having a good working 5G network across the whole of the island are huge. So I'm sure we'll find a way through it over time.
And at the same time, we're talking about the switch off of the copper network as well soon. So, and around a third, is it, that we've still got connected to copper network on the island?
Yeah, we've got two-thirds of customers have got fibre. Fibre is significantly better than copper. We do need people to come off the copper network by 2029. And the reason for that is, like any technology, it becomes eventually its end of life and it's not supportable and you can't get repairs. So it becomes harder for us to actually maintain it. So, yeah, we want to move everyone onto fibre to get the best experience they can. I'm hoping by 2029 we've got everybody on the island onto the fibre network.
You mentioned about the network around the island as well. And during TT, there was, I suppose, extra demand on it. More complaints from your end, I suppose, as well. How was it negotiated? What did you have to do during that period?
Yeah, so TT is always challenging for any mobile network operator because you're talking about 40,000 people coming onto the island. The network is actually, we buy a network and we spec it to be able to look after our people most of the year. We do put some temporary sites in and additional capacity, but trying to accommodate the sheer volume of people. I mean, the thing I liken it to is, if you go to a football match in the UK, it's actually very difficult to get any kind of data download and upload. And unfortunately, we're in that situation. I do hope when we get 5G, we get some more mass and more capacity, that actually we see that improve significantly. So, during TT, additional mass, our guys are doing adjustments all the time. There's some stat like 2,500 adjustments to the network during the 2 weeks just to get the best performance we can. But absolutely recognise in places, it's not as good as it needs to be. We need to make that investment.
And you were explaining how the Jersey Telecom acquisition would help with the 5G. In terms of the network, you can use their network, is that right? Or is that the hope?
Yeah, so they've invested in a new network, a good network, and actually elements of that we can use here and we can put infrastructure here. So that's something we're talking to them about now, and that's absolutely is a possibility so that we can roll it out in the next, in up to 2 years' time, we'd be able to get that capability on the island.
Looking at TT's coming ahead, are we going to see any improvements before next year, do you think?
Yeah, we're always, every year, even straight after the TT, I was talking with the network guys, look, the experience that we've had this year, how can we improve it next year? So, all the time. One of the things you see is, and we all see it, we're using a lot more data, we're using our phones a lot more, there's now streaming of the racing during the event, people are on video calls, etc. So actually the usage goes up significantly every year, so we're constantly trying to keep up and do what we can with the technology so that users can get the best experience they can.
And speaking of users in their own home, you mentioned something about a Wi-Fi team and this group of vans that are going to go around and supporting people in their own homes. How so?
Yeah, so one of the things that we see on social media and are very aware of is that there are many devices in people's homes. And some of those devices might conflict, some of the technology might be on the same channel, and there's things in the house, and the way the houses are built, we've got Manx stone, we've got things like Kingspan in new buildings. So we're finding that people have a lot more challenges getting the best Wi-Fi they can in the property. A lot of the times it's not the broadband, it's actually what's going on inside the home. So what we're doing is recognise this is a growing problem, and we need to try and help people solve these problems, is we're putting a team together. As you say, we'll have a number of vans and actually go out and help people fix those problems and just try to optimise their Wi-Fi network in their house, if you like. Of course, there's always going to be some problems. It's never the case that we don't have any issues with the network. Sometimes there might be some router issues, but most of the problems around the devices, their interaction and how it works in the home. So we need to help people get their Wi-Fi working as best we can.
You were saying about thick walls, and I know we have an old property ourselves, which is all Manx stone, so that can pose a real issue, can't it?
Yeah, it's an issue for getting Wi-Fi around the home. We have something called an extender that goes with your router, but it's actually going back to mobile. It's a real issue for mobile. Trying to get the signal through into your home if you've got thick Manx walls is frustrating. I don't get great signal at my home, which is frustrating. But unfortunately, the technology, it's quite difficult to get through those good old Manx stone. You've got a meter or 2 meters of stone. It's real tough.
anyone wondering about the JT CVC takeover as well will be wondering what it means for Manx Telecom employees. Is there going to be any redundancies?
Yeah, so if we just go back to why, I mentioned earlier that actually it's about scale. You know, we need to bring the companies together over time. The good thing about CVC is it's about investing, it's about growth. And already we've seen lots of things where, you know, they've put their money where their mouths are and said, look, we want to do this, we want to back you on this. So I see this really as how we grow the organisation. I mean, over time in any business, when you bring things together, there's going to be some changes in personnel. But when you're growing, you can actually redeploy those personnel. You know, is there a redundant scheme now? No, there isn't. You know, will be there something later on? Well, there could be. You know, and we'll go through the normal process when we do that. But fundamentally, this is about trying to grow the business with the backing of JT and CVC.
And could that be mandatory redundancies?
No. I mean, whenever this has happened before, and it's very, very rare, you know, you go out with a voluntary scheme and usually you get more people want to take voluntary than you do in terms of mandatory. So, yeah, there is no plans to do anything. You know, we always manage these things very well. So I don't see it as being a big issue for us.
And Gary, I'm conscious I'm taking your time, but just one final question. We saw this week on Facebook the announcement about groundworks that Manx Telecom's going to be funding. So what can you just tell us a bit about that and what circumstances that will come into force?
Yeah. So if we look at the fibre programme, yeah, what we've noticed, and maybe we didn't, we underestimated this. You know, there's a number of premises on the island that have got buried cables. And so actually getting the fibre to their premises is challenging, and there's a cost associated with that. So what we've ended up doing is we've worked out that actually for anyone who's got that problem, block duct or buried cable, that up to 20 metres, you know, will now start to take that barrier away and will help to do that and fund that so that we can get fibre into people's homes. And if you think about it, we're trying to get fibre everywhere by 2029, you know, we just see that as a way of trying to hit that deadline over time.
There must be a lot of properties. Do you know how many, and have you set a certain fund aside for that?
Yeah, there's a few thousand, and yeah, it will cost us money over time. Yeah, I don't know the complete cost. And there are differences, block duct versus buried cable. But it's something we're going to have to work through over the next couple of years.
Gary, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to mention at all?
No, I think we cover most things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.